This is URN Sport.
Are you looking forward to the men's game next? What do you think we can expect to see from URN Futsal?
I expect to see a very close game, but I think Roger has organised very good tactics this game, and I think Sam McGrath and his boys will have enough nous to push us over the line. I think Trent have, they'll see a league above us, but we have won the league the last 2 years in a row, and they have got very poor jumpers. So I think we've got enough to push us over the line.
And what about the Union fans? You got enough energy for the second match?
Have you got any chance lined up?
We have got some very, very good chants lined up, and they are all very politically correct. So
could you give us a little preview of one of them?
Sam McGrath is magic. He wears a magic hat. He could have played for England, but he didn't fancy that.
Eagerly anticipating the game ahead, currently rushing back memories in my head of that 6-6 draw in the game in 2016, followed by a 2-1 win, as was won in the penalty shootout this year in the women's match for the men's futsal team last year. Fantastic memories over at the Jubilee campus, and hopefully Sam McGrath and the boys will be hoping for a similar result and celebrations this evening.
Let's hope that Sam McGrath has got his magic hat on.
Right now, we're getting fully psyched and prepared for the University of Nottingham men's futsal team, who are about to kick off imminently. We're going to now hand over to our commentators, James Perkins and Nick Clay, for the second clash of this evening's games at David Ross Sports Village.
Boys, McGrath! McGrath! Scores! Sam McGrath, wheels up in jubilation. What a move. Caught Trent napping. Coleman plays it across to McGrath. Cawley slots it in with his left foot and celebrates in front of the University of Nottingham fans. Wow, that came out of absolutely nowhere. Lazarus up to Coleman, straight to McGrath and into the bottom right-hand corner, Nick.
How quick do you like? Phenomenal from the University of Nottingham. I said distribution would be important. Lazarus, phenomenal ball to Coleman. Found Sam McGrath, left foot strike across the keeper into the bottom right hand corner. Sam McGrath 1-0.
Well, it took penalties to find a goal in the women's fixture, but it's just taken 2.5 minutes here for Sam McGrath to find the net for UON. And Trent are through. Oh, what a save from Daniel Slater off the line. What a calamitous piece of defending, but he has recovered well. And that is absolutely sensational as he finds himself on the left-hand side, doesn't quite get it, and Trent have it. Wow. Heart in mouth stuff, Nick.
I think that was one of the best pieces of defending I have ever seen there from Dan Slater. Incredible intelligence to read the game, to see that that was a threat, and get in behind to block it off the line. Incredible stuff.
And Trent can break now. Slater rarely finds himself in the opposition half, and Trent can break, and they're through, and they've scored on the break. Heron for Nottingham. Trent has put that home and sends the Trent fans into raptures. University of Nottingham will be very disappointed with that, Nick, because they could have got a goal at the other end.
Well, as you say, James, fantastic break from Trent. At the speed at which they came away after URN had a big opportunity at the other end. Dan Slater, cries of foul from the fans. I think they were expecting a penalty, not given. URN didn't recover quickly enough. Trent broke up the pitch with speed. It was really nice play from Webb. Beat a couple of the URN players, and I was expecting a shot, but a really, really smart pass through to the number nine. Easy as you like. Couldn't miss from there. Slotted it into the corner. 1-1.
Well, that's the equaliser, and Papadopoulos has been taken off. Manager not happy with him, and Sam McGrath has been brought back on, who's in possession now at the halfway line.
There's a lot less stoppages in this one, a lot more fast pace. When the ball goes out, they get it on very quickly. Judd now taking the kick on.
Oh, and it's in. That's really unfortunate for the University of Nottingham. A scuffed shot from the halfway line manages to trickle through via an interception, and it's just hooked in by Heron for his second of the evening. And Trent take the lead 2-1. Played to Sam McGrath, who's played it on the left to Papadopoulos, back to Sam McGrath. Now Sam McGrath has it again on the left-hand side. Well, good skill again, and he has been absolutely hacked down. I think the referee will have a word with the Trent player, and it will be a yellow card, because that was dirty. Sam McGrath did him no ends up, and he affords himself a bit of a laugh because he knows he had that player on the ropes, and he was through on goal there. Yeah, very dirty play so far, and that's played to Coleman. Coleman can have a chance here. He lobs the keeper. Oh, he hits the bar. Incredible skill from Pullman there, who finds himself in space on the edge of the area, knees it up and tees it off for himself, but lobs the keeper, but just lobs the goal as well.
Well, he's just shown us there exactly why he's the top scorer in Bucks so far this season, with a phenomenal bit of skill there.
Yeah,
looking
really
to
good
lob
improvisation.
And so unlucky to watch it just clip against the bar, and that signs that UON aren't done here yet.
No time to waste with Bonsell, who's misplaced his pass, and Trent have a one-on-one here, and they will shoot, and it is in through the legs of Ben Lazarus. And Bonsell will not be happy with himself. Misplaced the pass in the defence, and it's rare. It's rare from either side, and it's paid. And Nottingham Trent extend their lead 3-1 as the Nottingham Trent fans begin to bait the Uniov fans.
Roger will be incredibly irritated by that one. A cheap way to lose possession. Bonsell not even look. Roger is berating him on the sidelines there. He didn't even look. Didn't even pick his head up to try and find a pass. Played it straight to the Trent man. And Riley doing really well, must be said, to slot the ball between Lazarus's legs. A really nice finish.
Well kept out of the air, plucked out of the air by Coleman, who finds Dan Slater, who evades one man and now two men, and he's going to shoot, and it's in! Hyman is there to flick the ball past. A well-worked move from Dan Slater, who beat two men, shot on goal, deflected into the path of number 44, Charlie Hyman, who knows the game so well. And he was in the exact right position to flick that in. 3-2.
Anything Trent can do, we can do better. A lucky deflection there from wonderful work from Slater on the left. It took a big deflection, which took it away from Trent goalkeeper. And Hyman was there. He couldn't miss.
But Symes is now through. It's 2-on-1. McGrabby's on his right. But no, Symes goes alone. He finds McGrabby. It's over goal. He scores! Mo McGrabby, after being on the pitch for just 1 minute, pokes it home. Amazing play by Symes to trickle that ball into his path. And McGrabby, I think, will be asked to be subbed because he's made an incredible contribution, having just been on the pitch for 2 minutes. 3-all.
Can you believe it? Mo McGrabby, he's in tears. He can't believe it. I don't know if he's in tears because he's hurt himself so much, or if he's in tears because that is simply such an emotional moment for him to get the goal in varsity that levels it up. Exceptional work from Symes to get up the pitch that quickly, beat the man, play it to McGrabby, and now Trent are really riled.
He's given... Slater will now take it, and he's going to try and find Symes, who's on the halfway line. He's going to take a bit of time about it. He finds Hyman, who finds it. Daniel Slater! He's scored, and it's 4-3. What a turnaround. It is rare you will see Daniel Slater on the score sheet, but you will see him there today because he has scored the fourth goal here as Nottingham Trent are rattled and they go to a timeout. 4-3 to the University of Nottingham. What a turnaround.
The green and gold have done it. They've swung the game in their favour. Absolutely exceptional work from them. At 3-1, I thought the game was really in Trent's favour. They look to have cemented their control on this one. And three really quick goals from Hyman, McGrabby and Slater. Absolutely phenomenal. That was brilliant work from Dan there. And great work down the right-hand side for UON. Played into Slater and once again couldn't miss. 4-3.
Yes, 4-3 in an absolutely fantastic first half.
Amazing.
In the varsity futsal here at the David Ross Sports Village. Two goals from Lewis Heron and one goal from Sam McGrath set the score 2-1 to Nottingham Trent University. They were followed by another goal for Trent to make it 3-1 before goals from Dan Slater, Mo McGrabby and Charlie Hyman as well. Fantastic effort. Made the score 4-3 going into the break. Can you believe that scoreline, Louis?
All of the goals that we wanted to get from previous game have come at once. It's Christmas, it's Easter, and it's my birthday, all on the same day. It's been a fascinating end-to-end, full action-packed half of futsal, and I don't think the spectators could ask for anything more, a better demonstration of the sport.
Yes, Trent are like a library. You heard it here first from the University of Nottingham Ultras. Qualms with the security as well. Well, rightfully so. I mean, the security didn't turn up for the first 45 minutes, which delayed the start of the game. So they're absolutely right in their grievances with the security staff here.
Chowdhury will look to collect the ball, but he doesn't. It's going to go to Papadopoulos, who has it in his own half, who tries to play it through, but it's intercepted. Timmy has it, and he's going to shoot, and he's scored. Papadopoulos at fault there. Lost possession of the ball, and Riley runs the entire length of the pitch to celebrate with the Nottingham Trent Students' Union president, Timmy, who's scored there to level it up 4-all. It's not a shot, and it's found Barnett, who finds Symes, and he's tipped onto the post. Wow, you can see why that's their number one tactic. It seems like the referees have missed that, and they've missed the tip away from Riley. No, they have, I think. Oh, no, they have given a goal kick. Wrong decision, I think, from the referee, think, but no one seems to appeal.
Yeah, none of the UOM players thought that clearly. But as you say, James, it's very clear what number one was. Excellent work from the kick in from Symes to McGrath, down the line to Barnett, played back across, and Symes, unfortunate to hit the post, maybe should have scored.
But it's going to be advantage, and Trent still have possession. Advantage is now over, and it's going to be Bonsell who's going to try and regain possession for the University of Nottingham. It's unsuccessful. It's going to be Webb for Nottingham Trent, who has the ball at the halfway line. It's scooped through to Chowdhury, who's missed it. Chowdhury's missed it. He's appealing for a push, but it's not going to be given. The ball hopefully scooped through, and it's been nodded home by Nottingham Trent. Real mistake from Chowdhury there. And Lazarus, you've got to think, is going to be looking on from the subs bench.
It seems like one of those ones where Trent have just scooped it into the box, looking for anything. It was actually a really poor pass. It should have been dealt with easily by Chowdhury. He's looking for the foul off of the Trent man challenging him. There's really nothing in it, almost no contact, and he's just completely flapped it.
And it's Webb here now, who's tried a very cheeky back heel, but Chowdhury just gets enough on it to avoid him being sent off, I would assume, for the foul.
Huge appeals from the Trent bench and the Trent players for a penalty. Nothing doing for them. It was a wonderful piece of skill, again, has to be said, from Webb. Really showing off now.
Played back to Daniel Slater, who finds Hyman on the right-hand side, who scoops it through, and this is a great chance for Barnett. Plays it back to Hyman. Hyman will do the keeper up. Oh, and well blocked by Miranda. That surely was a golden opportunity. Amazing from Hyman. He manages to do up the keeper. All ends up. But there's Miranda to the rescue for Nottingham Trent with 5 minutes to go. A long, hopeful ball to Barnett, who can't quite flick it into the direction of Coleman, who's his only option there.
Excellent,
but he'll go
flip
and try and regain possession here. Lots of high pressure from the University of Nottingham. Almost cost them as they were caught napping, and a ball over the top found the Trent player, who just scoops it over the bar. Sam McGrath in possession, who finds Coleman. Coleman with a real opportunity. Finds Sam McGrath. Sam McGrath scores! Sam McGrath has equalised with 90 seconds to go. What a finish, what a move. That was started by Sam McGrath and finished by Sam McGrath. 90 seconds to go. We are 5-all here in Nottingham Varsity Futsal 2017.
I don't believe it. The talisman, the hero of last year, the boy who lives and breathes green and gold futsal, El Presidente, with an equaliser that means so much to these fans. It's lifted the green and gold, and Chowdhury now comes and punches clear. It's really lit up now, this one, as the bench go crazy about that. Chowdhury's down injured. This game has really come to life now with that goal. Come on!
Just 83 seconds remain. It's a Trent corner. They're going to take it short. And they've scored. What a finish. That is 9 seconds between the goals there. That is a phenomenal goal. Nothing Chowdhury could do about that. In off the post. And it's 6-5 here to Nottingham Trent with a minute and 21 seconds to go.
I don't believe it. You couldn't write it. Immediately, and as UON call a timeout to try and regroup, just directly from the corner, we had a little stoppage for the injury for Chowdhury. It's played to the edge of the box to number three, at a big left foot, strong left foot, powers it into the bottom right hand corner, deflecting off the post. Nothing Chowdhury could do about that, injured or not. It's a wonderful strike, and we're back to Trent being ahead. I can't believe it.
And they played it all the way to the top. This could surely do it. No, it's the side netting, and Chowdhury's going to play it short. He's found Hyman, who's nutmegged one. He's found it back to Slater, who's going to find, or tried to find, Coleman on the left. It's been intercepted. He's been fouled there, surely. and the referee's not giving it. He went an absolute mile there, Daniel Slater. 18 seconds to go. There's not much time for the University of Nottingham to win this.
Surely there's no time left now. I know it only takes a second, but Trent will just hold this ball now. Will they? They try a shot. It's deflected out now. 12 seconds remaining. The green and gold are going to have to pull this one out of the hat now. It's going to have to be a magic trick for them to recover from this position, you'd have to think.
12.7 seconds to go. Trent in possession. They're going to play it short, and they're going to go for the corner, I think. They have, and they will do this successfully, I imagine. It's going to be a University of Nottingham ball in their own corner with 6.8 seconds. They're just going to have to loop this in, surely.
There's only two men up there, though.
They've chucked it up. Hyman. Oh, here we go. There's 3.6 seconds on the clock. The ball is in the corner in University of Nottingham, is Nottingham's possession. Everyone is up. Chowdhury is up. Hyman's going to take this. He's going to find Slater short, I think, and Slater will shoot.
Last chance.
Here we go. 3.5 seconds to go. It's 6-5 to Nottingham Trent. Here we go. Daniel Slater is going to shoot. And it's saved. And Nottingham Trent win the men's varsity futsal. They've retained it. It's 6-5. It finishes here. A stellar, stellar performance from the University of Nottingham. Daniel Slater looks dejected. And Nottingham Trent fans once again invade the pitch net.
I think they have every right to be dejected, James. I think every single man in green and gold has given their all today, and it looked as though they'd done it. All they had to do was just not concede for a minute 20, and for Trent to come in with 9 seconds gone after we'd scored our equaliser, to come in and battle one in the bottom right-hand corner, you have to say that's crushing for any team. And fair play to Trent. I think they gave as good as they got. Now, as you say, James, the Trent fans have invaded the pitch. Security have done really well to stop every Trent fan invading the pitch. They've kept it under wraps quite well, but URN will be gutted, and I have to say they have every right to be, especially when a few of the goals they conceded, so avoidable. People giving away the ball in easy situations, just not taking care with their passes. Chowdhury leaping up for one and getting nowhere near it, seeing the lights, getting blinded. I don't know what happened, but it dropped in over his head anyway, and that was a bitter one to concede. Have to say the winning goal, though, was worthy of winning any varsity fixture.
It was such a shame. 4-3 up at half time and a 6-5 loss in favour of Nottingham Trent Louis. So agonising for the boys, who really did bleed green and gold right the way through that match.
It was pretty difficult to take, but what a goal at the end by Trent. They were more clinical, I think, in that second half, definitely when it came to accuracy in the final third. A magnificent match nonetheless, really exciting to watch and have the pleasure of watching live, and I think a great advert for the sport.
Yeah, great advert for the sport, great advert for the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. It was just so agonising when that fifth goal went in for the University of Nottingham. Sam McGrath, there were scenes of elation on the sidelines, in the stands. The green and gold were up on their feet. We just witnessed the trophy presentation for Nottingham Trent. They're surrounded by all of the Nottingham Trent faithful, and rightly so. They really did put in a sterling effort today. Every one of the Nottingham Trent players should be proud of their performance. The scores are now 3-2 in the Nottingham Varsity Series overall.
Sam, a great effort from the team, but not the result that you wanted in the end.
No, obviously we knew it was going to be a close game, and I'm glad it turned out to be. It's the best spectacle going, and it's good. It's just a shame we're on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, well played yourself, well played all the boys. It was a great contest. I mean, what was it like hearing, 500 people up there cheering your name for a lot of the match as well?
Easily the best it's ever been. I can't thank both sets of fans enough. They made it what we think is the best event in the series, and we're just hoping it can keep on growing and expanding.
Just a quick word for your fans, I suppose, because you have a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I can't thank them enough. I'm really privileged to be president of this club, and I wouldn't have given it up for the world.
Sam, thank you so much for your time. Commiserations, and well played to you and everyone tonight.
This is URN Sport.